18. I can witness your conversation from here. No need to come inside.
Thank you.
What is it that's so important you wanted to say it in the presence of the Hive Queen?
We were discussing Quora and her efforts to make sure we don't inadvertently do what happened when the Formix first came to Earth. What happened on Earth was my fault. I had never conceived of sentient beings who could not speak mind to mind, as my sisters and I do. As soon as you realized your mistake, you stopped trying to colonize Earth. But you knew of no way to communicate this to us, and we ended up killing all the sisters, except you, in your cocoon, left behind for Ender Wiggin to find. You were discussing that tragedy of errors, and Peter thought of something I thought was very important.
And yet Peter lets you talk for him. Are you Peter's talker?
He did not think it was as important as I did.
I think it's important. I just think it's also obvious, and telling you in this formalized way will make my embarrassment all the more.
He's shy.
In a pig's eye.
A hive queen came to Earth with one goal, to prepare the planet for settlement by her and her brood. She set to work, and all the human resistance was just a pesky primate that had some weirdly sophisticated tools. She kept interpreting events according to the framework she already had in mind.
Until some of those primates snuck into the scout ship and blew it up from the inside, using our own tools against us, too clever and dangerous to ignore.
But to the humans, our purpose was to repel a destructive invader who was destroying our croplands, killing our people, making Earth uninhabitable for human beings. We had to repel the invaders, so that was our single-minded purpose.
It's sometimes good to remind ourselves of ancient history.
It isn't ancient history. We're acting out the same tragedy of errors right now.
Nobody's trying to colonize Nest.
We know that. And I believe that the Ravens and Kias and engineers trust us, at least to a degree. Us, and also Sprout, probably to a greater degree.
Just as that Hive Queen came intent on terraforming and colonizing, we came with the sole intent of finding the source of the Descolada, and trying to determine its function. We've made some progress, but we have much, much more to learn.
That's what Nest is to us, a source of data. But what are we to the folk of Nest, the underground people who left birds and their tree-swinging cousins on the surface as their first line of defense against intruders? What are we as the birds and engineers come to trust us?
You are strangers who can appear anywhere, whenever you want, whose box of a spaceship can instantaneously jump to any part of the sky. Strangers with technologies they never dreamed of.
And we are humans who answered their offering of the Descolada genome with cryptic genetic codes and not a word of language. And now our emissaries are making friends with their watchdogs. So they are no longer a line of defense at all.
Everything we do and say is filtered through that perception of us as terrifying invaders who cannot be kept out.
And that perception is accurate.
Just as humans perceive the Formix terraforming as a brutal assault, how do the folk of Nest perceive our actions? Spies? Seducers? Turning their allies into our allies? They have been hidden for millennia, and now they have been found by humans with terrifying, irresistible technology.
If they think we're irresistible, then they shouldn't resist.
We aren't killing anybody. Not one feather of one bird fell because of us.
But the folk were underground. They didn't witness any of it. They only know what the birds and the engineers tell them. And now, because they like us or respect us or whatever it is they feel toward us, the folk can't trust them to make an honest report.
You think we may have war, whether we like it or not.
War would be impossible. We will simply disappear when we perceive a threat.
Sprout didn't. He stayed and endured his punishment. And I'm not sure what they'll conclude from that.
They should conclude that we mean no harm.
Or that we sent a completely unqualified, terrified child who froze up when he was attacked.
They can't attack us in any way that they believe we will recognize as an attack.
But they will attack us. They must. They believe we are their worst nightmare come true. What do you suggest? Abandoning your mission? We must find out all we can about the Descolada.
But all we can must certainly mean all we can learn without getting killed.
We need to think what form their attack might take. A trap? An ambush? Certainly. But we can escape from any trap, and they know it.
They have to find a way to attack us without our knowing we have been attacked. Conversation. Jane Hibera, Hive Queen, via Talker, Peter Wiggin, Si Wang Mu. Quoted in Plicht, Peter Wiggin as Ender's heir.
Jane had gone off with Peter and Wang Mu, presumably to visit either the Pecaninos or the Hive Queen. Still, Thulium realized she must have been able to devote some attention to the Leguminids, because it was while Jane was gone that Father came back. Along with Aunt Carlotta and her husband, Yuto, and Uncle Andrew and his wife, Mayumi. But Father's wife, Thulium's mother, Irie, was not with them.
She did not choose to come, said Father.
That's not enough, said Carlotta. Thulium will take it all personally. You don't know how Thulium will take anything, Aunt Carlotta. But instead of saying this, Thulium held her tongue.
Fine, said Father. If you care, Thulium, her decision had little to do with you. Because she met your brothers, she declared herself to be incompetent to contribute to any child-rearing in my family. Unfortunately, she hadn't met you. She might have come if she had, but it wasn't my choice.
Uncle Andrew chuckled.
I believe that Jane sent the people she wanted to keep out of her way, you and the twins foremost, Sergeant. Quite likely, said Father. But she didn't leave me much time to make my case. We're here, said Yuto, and since we do want to meet our long-missing children, why are we still out here chatting with Cincinnatus's daughter?
I'm pleased to meet you too, Uncle Yuto, said Thulium. Then she bowed in greeting. Aunt Mayumi, I'm happy to have a chance to know you.
Mayumi bowed slightly in return.
I see that to some degree, you are different from your brothers.
I am proud to hear it, said Thulium. If you find that I resemble them in any way, I hope you'll tell me, gently but clearly, so I can change.
Mayumi smiled at that.
I hear that you and all the children have turned out to be very bright.
We're all scientists, said Thulium. We are entrusted with adult tasks and fulfill them well.
What adult tasks? Asked Father.
At this point, Sprout and Blue came out of the building and shyly approached their father, Yuto. So Thulium thought they weren't listening when she answered Father.
I work in the quarantine bay, analyzing data collected from the surface of Nest.
What is Nest? Asked Uncle Andrew.
It's the name the natives use for their own world, said Thulium. We used to call the planet Descoladora.
You've spoken to the natives? Asked Father.
Some of us have, said Thulium.
Sprout has, said Blue, proudly. They pooped and peed all over him.
That created a dead silence.
We'll show you all the vids, said Sprout. Not as bad as it sounds.
I think the missing information here, said Thulium,
is that the natives who performed said acts upon Sprout's person were birds. Kia parrots, to be exact. And Peter and Wang Mu spoke with a raven named Dog.
Ravens? Kias? Asked Father.
They're fully sentient, said Thulium.
I'll decide that for myself, said Father.
And trigger an interplanetary incident? Said Sprout.
You went down to the surface of the planet that sent us the Descolada? Asked Father.
They didn't do it, said Sprout. But we have plenty of time to lay that out. Father looked intently at Thulium.
Have you been down to the surface?
I left as soon as the Kias started harassing us. They took all our gear and I realized I couldn't properly do my job, so I left.
And I stayed, added Sprout thinly.
Aunt Carlotta uttered something that might have been, hmm? Or, humph.
Thulium, I don't know what kind of failure of adult supervision this represents, but you are not going back to the surface of that planet.
Thulium said nothing, because she knew that he couldn't control her location in space ever again.
You have your defiant look, said Father. But I think the adults around here will understand that I am to be reckoned with when I say that anyone who transports you to the surface of Descoladora or anywhere else without my consent will pay severely.
Will you kill them, Father? Asked Thulium.
Thule, said Sprout.
Stay out of this, Sprout, said Aunt Carlotta.
He can't control where she goes, not anymore, said Sprout.
That's just a fact. It's not defiance or brag or anything else. Just a fact. Thulium knew that because Sprout's own parents were there, and perhaps because Father had some respect for Yuto's physical prowess, Father could not face down Sprout the way he would have on the Herodotus. So he turned back to Thulium. Whereupon, with the characteristic wrenching in her gut, Thulium went outside and in, placing herself next to Sprout with her hand on his shoulder. Father took a moment to find where she had gone. Not being a fool, and more importantly, not wishing to seem a fool, he said nothing to show his consternation and, quite likely, fear.
Quite a trick you've learned, said Father, eventually. Or did Jane do that for you?
Thulium knew Father well enough to know that her ability to dodge away from him would not be enough. She didn't want to be at war with him, so that meant she had to win that war immediately and completely. So Thulium took herself and Father outside and in, and this time brought him to the place on the riverbank across from the entrance to the hive house and within sight of the fields being worked by formic laborers. Father looked a bit dizzy, but he had been transported before. He understood what had happened. But the fact that she could carry him with her wasn't her entire point. She looked out toward the laboring formics. So did Father.
Everybody thinks they were all destroyed, he said.
Everybody is supposed to think that. But Ender Wiggin brought her here in her cocoon and reestablished her. They're growing the food that feeds many worlds. Small populations, but still. The Hive Queen is our ally now.
Who is this our whose ally she is? Asked Father.
Those of us working on the Descolada problem, and visiting the world of Nest to help with our study.
I have just forbidden anyone to—
I have just shown you how useless it is for you to forbid anyone. You're my father, and I love you, but I am a full member of this research team, and I have the power to go wherever in the universe I choose. Forbidding me to do this will only make you look foolish. And if you try to interfere with my work, I'll send you back to Nokonoshima for you to work things out with my mother.
Don't make threats, you can't.
Finding the location of Nokonoshima in Father himself, not his memory, not his mind, but, Thulium could only suppose, his Iua. Thulium took him there, and then immediately returned herself to Lusitania, where the others were still gathered.
Father is stubborn, said Thulium.
It takes multiple demonstrations? Asked Sprout.
Is that really you causing this jumping around? Asked Uncle Andrew.
It's her, all right, said Sprout.
Thulium noticed that he did not even hint that he, too, could do the same stunts.
Well, keep it hidden, Sprout, she thought. I won't tell.
But it's time to bring him back, said Thulium.
This time she didn't go herself. Since she knew where he was, she merely caught hold of him, brought him through the outside, and set him just a few steps away from the others. Father looked calm, because that's how he always wanted to look, especially when he was frightened or awed. Instead of speaking to Thulium at all, he looked to Sprout and Blue.
Jane brought us back here. Was there any purpose in it? Is there work for us to do? Or should we try to conceive more children, since the ones we already have are now severed from our parental care?
Thulium knew that now was the time to speak.
Father, you are not severed from anything beyond what you did yourself during our lives on the Herodotus. All of us lived in terror of you, and of the twins, to whom you were absurdly indulgent. So instead of looking for someone else, some adult, to blame and punish for alienating my affection, there is no such person. Except yourself. You alienated my trust and affection, and you've spent my whole life doing it. You kidnapped me away from my mother and taught me to do anything to avoid provoking your rage. So if you want to return to a fatherly role toward me, you need to spend a little time figuring out just how a loving father talks to his very independent daughter and shows his affection for and trust in her. Then act out that part as best you can until you actually mean it.
You think I don't love you? Or respect you? Asked Father.
I think the menacing tone you were trying to conceal and failing is your own answer. I think if you do love me, you've hidden it from yourself so it won't interfere with this hyper-manly show you are always putting on in order to bully and dominate your siblings and the cousins.
You talk to me this way while asking me to love you.
I'm not asking you to love me, said Thulium. I personally believe that you can't. I only said that until you show me love and respect, you will have no further influence or authority over me. I said it in front of witnesses so there can be no mistake. Now go to bed.
And with that, she transported Father to his assigned room in the compound. Carlotta turned to Sprout.
Is it your turn now to make that speech to me?
Have you ever treated me as Uncle Sergeant treats Thulium? Asked Sprout.
I hope not, said Aunt Carlotta.
Sprout hugged her, and Uto placed a hand on Sprout's head. Sprout raised a hand to lay on top of his father's hand.
Welcome, sir. I would say welcome home, but this isn't your home, and it isn't our home. But it's where we're working for now, so I'm glad you're here.
And I'm glad to meet you, Brussels, said Uto.
When you have time, said Sprout, I have a very funny vid to show you.
I hope it will include the time that birds pooped and peed on you, said Uto.
Remind me not to be there, said Aunt Carlotta. I don't think I want to see.
Oh, you do, said Thulium. Because Sprout was extraordinary. He was great.
And Sprout's smile told her that if their friendship had been damaged when he stayed behind on Nest, it was healing well.